One time I was giving a lecture on the science of soul, life after death, at the Institute of Sciences. You must have heard, very reputed institute at Churchgate. And there was a very bright, handsome looking boy. He thought, ye kaun aa gaya aaj idhar, right? Who has come this way today? Aaj isko maza chakhayenge. He had taken it very seriously to somehow or the other demoralize me, right? This is a good experience I had. And this boy got up. This is the first time I answered this question in this way, right? This boy got up and asked question. He said, "Sir, have you seen the soul?" Right. I said, "No." He said, "Look, I don't have any problem accepting I am not the body, I am the soul, beyond matter, if you show me. If you can actually show me the Atma, actually show me the soul, I will not only accept this proposal, I will also become ganja like you and come with you." Right. This is an open challenge to you. Of course, I answered the question and there was a loud round of applause for that. Correct. But he didn't become ganja. So this boy asked, "Can you show me the soul? Specifically, can you show me the soul with the microscope?" Right. Firstly, I told him, "Look, the soul is 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. There is no microscope to see such a tiny fragment. But even if there is a microscope, then let us discuss." So I then asked him simple questions. And he was a student of MSc. He was also feeling embarrassed what kind of questions I was asking him. I asked him, "So if you take the subject physics, and in the subject physics if you want to measure length of an object, what instrument will you use? What instrument will all of you use? Huh? Yes? A scale, a vernier caliper. Simple, isn't it? Simple for him also, MSc student. I asked him, if you would have in the subject of chemistry, a solution, and you want to test whether the solution is acidic or basic, what will you use?" He also gives the same answer, litmus paper. Then I asked him, "If you want to see a microorganism, what will you use?" "Biology." "Microscope." Correct? Such a simple thing. I asked him, "If you want to measure the length of an object, and to measure the length of an object if you take a microscope, will you ever be able to measure the length of that object?" "No way." Correct? "If you take a vernier caliper to test the acidity or alkalinity of a solution, sare jeevan bhar dubate raho. Kuch nahi hone wala. Nothing is going to happen." Right. "And if you take a litmus paper to see Hydra." Right. "If you take litmus paper and try to see, where is Hydra? The slide is there, but where is Hydra?" Correct. "You can't see." The point is very clear. Can you use the tool of one science to get the result of another? Tool of physics to get the result of chemistry? Tool of biology to get the result of physics? No. In every field of science, the tools are uninterchangeable. They have to be used in that particular faculty only. They can't be changed. Right. So I said, "Look, yours is a material science. Mine is a spiritual science. Correct? I have my tool and I removed my mala. Right. Here is my tool. You have your vernier caliper, you have your litmus paper, you have your microscope, I have my japamala. Right. And by chanting this Maha Mantra Hare Krishna on this japamala, I can one day see the soul. This is my instrument." Right. Now this is an open challenge for you, I told him. Right. "You have now come to a conclusion that one tool cannot be used interchangeably for another field of science." So I told him, "Look," I gave him the mala in his hand. I told him, "Take this mala." And there I said, "Let us prepare a slide of some microorganism. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sitting here. And by this chanting, firstly see a microorganism. Kabhi hoga? Is it ever possible?" Very simple, no? Go to the biology laboratory. If the professor gives in the practical exam, what is the sample? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the answer will come, you can see. Is it possible? No. If it is not possible to take my tool and show me your object, how do you expect me to take your tool and show me my object of study? Right. As much as it is not possible to see a microorganism by using a japmala, that much it is not possible to see the soul using a microscope. Right? But just because you cannot see does not mean it does not exist. How many of you see your brain? No one sees your brain. How many of you believe you have a brain? जिसने हाथ नहीं उठाया उसको भी विश्वास है. इफ यू डोंट हैव फेथ इन दिस, वी हैव अ रजिस्ट्रेशन काउंटर डाउन स्टेयर्स, काइंडली एनरोल योर नेम्स, आई हैव नो ब्रेन, वी विल गेट यू एडमिटेड इन द मेंटल असाइनमेंट. राइट, ऑल ऑफ अस बिलीव. जस्ट बिकॉज वी हैवंट सीन डजंट मीन देयर इज नो सोल. व्हाट इज द प्रूफ ऑफ द सोल विद इन द बॉडी? द प्रूफ ऑफ द सोल विद इन द बॉडी इज वी आर कॉन्शियस लिविंग बींग्स हु कैन थिंक, feel and will. All of you are sitting here as I am speaking, hopefully you are thinking. Right? I don't know, but hopefully you are thinking and you are feeling. What is your feeling? Probably you are feeling hot or you are feeling cold, maybe. And willing, what is your willing? Agli bar nahi aunga idhar. Right? Maybe you may make a will like that. Just imagine a dead body sitting and telling, thinking about what I am saying. Bahut achha lecture diya aapne. Right? Will a dead body ever speak like that? Can a dead body think? Can a dead body feel? Dead body sitting next to you, tapping on your back saying, garmi bahut hai, pankha chalao na. Not possible. You can imagine what a person will think. And imagine if a dead body comes and says, aaj ka pravachan ne mere jeevan ko badal diya. Main bhi aapke jaisa brahmachari banna chahta hu. Or brahmachari will have hard trouble staying with a dead body. Right? Which means, a dead body, what is the missing element? He can't think, he can't feel, he can't will. Why? Because the soul is missing. Consciousness is missing. Correct? So the first thing is, misidentification with matter gives rise to impersonalism and criminal activities. And when we understand rightly that we are not the matter, we are the soul, the person, and behind everything there is a person, we come to a personal culture. And the moment we come to a personal culture, our overall life changes, because we get conditioned and habituated to what we do in life. When we deal with matter, we get conditioned to dealing like matter. When we deal with people, personalities, we get used to dealing with personalities. Second, next. The second misconception is that life ends with death. Next. And this gives rise to the philosophy of hedonism. Hedonism means enjoy your life to the fullest. Philosophy of self-indulgence. Just do it, man. Right. Hedonism is nothing but just do it. Eat, sleep, be merry. Make it on the way to life. And what is the justification? Agla janam dekha hai kya bhai? Right. This life is the last one. And because this life is the last one, there is no life after death. Life comes to an end with death. What does it motivate a person to do? Chalo, maja karo. Right. Bar bar thodi mauka aata hai. This life will not come again. Therefore, let me enjoy my life to the fullest extent. And thus, people always work so hard within this life, this human form of life, to acquire money, to acquire possessions. Why? They want to enjoy their senses to the fullest extent. www.com. What is www.com? Want.com. Right. What is my want.com? I want. Wealthwinewoman.com. Right. I want wealth, I want wine, I want woman. Correct. What else people want today? Achhi nokri, achhi chokri. Right. A good job and a good wife. Wealth, wine, woman. Want.com. Wealthwinewoman.com. And to get that wealth, wife, woman, what to do? Work.com. Right. And then you work.com. Then what happens to you? Worry.com. प्रमोशन क्यों नहीं मिल रहा है, तनख्वाह क्यों नहीं मिल रही है, राइट? एंड देन फाइनली लाइफ एंड्स विथ weep.com. That I felt my life has been just a useless waste of time, right? And therefore, there is a very nice thing that one of our devotees said. All of these people who want money and want to buy things are good customers for the consumerism market today. You know, we want to know what is the definition of customer. Jo kasht kar kar ke marta hai, wo customer. Right. One works very, very hard till the last breath of his life to just earn so much money and enjoy his senses is a customer. Correct. So, people, just do not bother about this fact that there could be a life after death. They think this is the end in itself and therefore they want to continue enjoying. What is their philosophy next? They become indifferent to good or bad. अच्छा करो बुरा करो क्या फर्क पड़ता है, अगला जन्म है ही नहीं ना. इफ देर वॉज अ नेक्स्ट बर्थ देन देर इज क्वेश्चन टू थिंक, अरे अच्छा करेंगे तो अच्छा होगा, बुरा करेंगे तो बुरा होगा. देयर फॉर देर वॉज अ फिलोसोफर कॉल्ड चार्वाक, एंड व्हाट वॉज हिज फिलोसफी? ऋणम कृत्वा घृतम पीबेत यावम जीवेत सुखम जीवेत भस्मी भूतस्य देहस्य कुतः पुनरागमनो भवेत. ही सेड ऋणम कृत्वा, beg, borrow or steal, but eat food cooked in ghee, ghritam pibet. Right. Why you should eat food cooked in ghee? Because if you eat food cooked in ghee, then your body will be very strong, your senses will be very strong, and then you can enjoy. Yavam jive, sukham jive. Jab tak ji rahe ho, sukhi raho bhai. Enjoy your life. Why? Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya. Someone may say, you are begging, borrowing, stealing, doing sinful activity. What is this? Paap karega to paap lagega, reaction will come. In next life there will be trouble. So bhasmi bhutasya dehasya. When the body becomes bhasma, kutaha punaragmana bhove. There is no punaragmana. There is no life after death. So if there is no life after death, why bother so much? Right. So a person becomes indifferent to good or bad because of this misconception that life ends with death. Doesn't matter whether I act properly, improperly, no problem. All I want is money, 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 money is sweeter to me than honey. Right. I don't want anything else, simply money. And therefore, it is explained in the Niti Shastras, Dundu bhistu nitaram achetana, tan mukhad api dhanam dhanam dhanam, itthametav ninadam pravartate, kim punarapi bhavet sachetana. It is explained Dundubhi. Dundubhi means a kettle drum. And kettle drum is achetan. It is dead matter. Correct? But what happens? Tanmukhad. From the kettle drum, Dundubhi, Nagada. It's in other words, Nagada. Nagada ki muh se kya awaaz aati hai? Dhanam, dhanam, dhanam. Right? Have you seen dhandan, dhandan, dhandan? When you see a Nagada also you will find dhan, 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 dhanadan, dhan. Right? You will find when you beat her, of course mridang is different, but you take a nagara, it will say dhan dhan dhan. Dundu bhistu nitaram achetana tan mukhadapi dhanam dhanam dhanam. Right. Imagine when a dead nagara is saying dhanam dhanam dhanam, it says itthameva ninadapi pravartate kim punarapi sachetanam bhavati. If that nagara becomes alive, then what will happen? Right. When it is dead, it is saying dhanam dhanam. If it becomes alive, just imagine what will happen. Correct. But our life is nothing more than that. Therefore, a few weeks back when I was coming back from IIT, I saw at Kanjurmarg station, there was some play game, you know, some India game or what, I don't know. And it was a dhan ka, daulat ka meter chalu. Dhan, dhanadan, dhan. Right. That was advertisement. That was advertisement for some lottery or some game. Correct. And people get so caught up thinking that I just want money, you know, simply to enjoy. Otherwise, how can I have a grand marriage? Look at this, what is going on in India? Marriages are going on in France. 600 people invited, right? Go by flight. 250 crore rupees ka marriage. A big industrialist is getting his daughter married for 250 crore rupees, and there are people starving on the streets. And then there is complaint, there is starvation, there are no resources, what to do. And then at the UN meetings and conferences, so much discussion is going on. Where is the authority to curb these kind of things? 250 crores rupees marriage. Four film actors from Bollywood go and perform a show, right, at the marriage. Gold watch for every invitee. A very rich jeweler in Bombay got his daughter married to a very, very rich man's son in India. Correct. And he was giving actual real gold watch to every person who came for the marriage. Which means he only invited those people whom he wanted. Right. Correct. Within 6 months, divorce. Correct. Only 6 months time and the relationship was over. Correct. So therefore, such a misconception that life ends with death gives rise to hedonism. Enjoy. Sense gratification. Makes you indifferent to good or bad. There is no life after death. Doesn't matter what you do. The ends justify the means. Right. Next. But as one rises to the stage of knowledge, he understands that if I do a sinful activity, there is going to be a repercussion. If I do good, good will come back to me. If I do bad, then bad will come back to me. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. One time one boy was walking on the street and he had his hand fractured, you know, in plaster. So then his friend came and his friend said, "Hey, what happened? Why your hand is fractured?" So this boy said, "You know, yesterday I met with an accident and with a pedestrian was walking by and I met with an accident." So the friend asked, "Oh, did you get hurt?" He said, "I didn't get hurt at all." He said, "So what is this you're hanging in the plaster?" So he said, "I met that pedestrian today." Right. You see? "I met with the accident yesterday and I didn't get hurt. But now my hand is in the plaster because I met that pedestrian today. And he took me for a ride today." Right. Which means you may do something and think that nothing will happen to me. I am unhurt. I am uninjured. But the reaction must come today or tomorrow. Instantly or in a delayed way. Correct. Similarly, when we act in a sinful way, based on a hedonistic approach to life, based on an absolutely indifferent approach to life, we must know that we are heading towards serious problems in life. And therefore, next, from scriptures, one comes to understand what the purpose of life is. He understands there is definitely a life after death. Just like example is given, if there is a young child who is standing at the railway station and is observing the trains passing by. So there is a small little tunnel and the train passes through the tunnel, comes through the tunnel, and the child is very carefully seeing the train coming from the tunnel, and the child is thinking, "My God, I think that there is a locomotive manufacturing company inside the tunnel." Right. It is childish to think, but an intelligent person who is standing on the platform knows there have been many, many tunnels before through which the train has passed, and there is a locomotive company where the train has been manufactured. What is that? Which place? Chittaranjan. Chittaranjan, right? Huh? Chittaranjan Locomotive Works, something like that. It is manufactured there and has gone through so many tunnels, and now it is in this present tunnel at this present stop, and after it leaves this, it is going to go through many tunnels till it reaches its destination. Only a foolish child thinks that this life, my body is born out of my mother and father, only this life. They are the tunnel and I am the train. Right. Correct. But an intelligent person knows that my soul, I, the soul, have gone through many, many tunnels in the past lives, right? Many, many tunnels. Sometimes the tunnel was on four legs, right? Sometimes the tunnel was with two wings, and so on and so forth. And now that this is the station, look, each of us have now abhi a gaadi railway station pe halt hui hai, right? Just coming from a tunnel, birth. But an intelligent person knows, just like a train halting at a station is going through many, many more tunnels till it reaches its destination, similarly the soul will have to go through many, many more bodies till it reaches its ultimate destination, which we will discuss what it is. Correct. But which means there is a life after death. And this afternoon, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu was telling me that he heard from a devotee very interesting point about how there is a life after death. Very logical, very, very logical. If you make a mistake,
right?
If your father gives you 100 rupees to buy a kilo of potatoes, and you go and pay all that 100 rupees to that fellow, where potato is only 20 rupees kilo, and you come back, you made a mistake,
correct?
What does your father do? Hand you over to the police? The father will give you a second chance, won't he? No problem. Go ahead. When you fail in your exams in the college, you get an 80 KT. What does the university do? Gives you a second chance, second attempt, no problem. The government catches you. Some pickpocketer on the street catches him, small crime. Does the government sentence him to life imprisonment? No, second chance, reform, correct? If a father can give a second chance to a child for doing a mistake, if a university can give a second chance to a student for having failed his exams, if the government can give a second chance to a criminal for a small crime, will the Supreme Father not give us a second chance if we have not lived our life properly? Right. Thus, this devotee was explaining, the very fact that we get a second chance in this life to rectify ourselves, similarly, we will get a second chance to rectify if we have not lived our life well, and thus there must be a life after death. Let me tell you a very sweet and interesting story. There was once a Christian lady, and this Christian lady, somehow she was on her deathbed. So she invited the pastor, the priest, home, and she started telling the pastor, the priest, how she should be cremated. Now you know, in Christian tradition, they bury the bodies. So she told the pastor what should be done. He said, dress me in fine robes.
Right.
Sing this particular section of the Bible for me. I should be holding this particular, my favorite Bible. But make sure, my dear priest, that there should be a fork in my hand. Fork.
Right.
Now the priest thought, what an unusual request this is. He said, I am completely bewildered. Why should there be a fork in my hand? In your hand. She said, look, the best times of my life, when I was invited for some parties or some marriages or some programs, and there would be a big variety of feast, so many different items right in front of the table to enjoy. And then I would eat a little bit, and then the waiter would come and clean the plates, clean the table, and the waiter would lean over to me very often and say, many times I've experienced, she said, please keep the fork for yourself. And the lady said, whenever the waiter would say, you can keep the fork, I would know that a very nice item is going to come. Cake will now come. The final dessert, the cake. I may have had some jelly which will not come by fork, some liquid items, this and that, which cannot be eaten by fork. But the moment the waiter would say, now take the fork, keep it for you, which means now the best item will come. The dessert, the cake. The lady said, I have lived my life based on service to God. And therefore I want the world to know that when I have the fork in my hand, because I have lived my life based on service to God, I know that the best item will now come after my life.
Right.
Just like after the feast is ended, the taking of the fork indicates something with substance, a cake. Similarly, the fork in my hand signifies that my life based on God consciousness will give me a better destination in my next life. And the woman died, and the pastor cremated her with a fork in the hand, and several people came and every man asked, what is this fork? And the pastor said, this fork represents life after death. If you live your life based on God consciousness, this fork represents that there is something with substance, something with meaning, a better life waiting for you in the next life in the kingdom of God.
Right.
If you don't do that, then there is life in hell. So I just recently read one nice joke. It said that Bill Gates was dead. And when Bill Gates died, he was sent to, for justice, to St. Peter. In Christianity, like Yamaraj is there, there is St. Peter. So if you want to go to heaven or hell, said, first show me, give me a preview.
Right.
So Bill Gates was taken to hell. First, And what did you see? Lo and behold, in hell there was wonderful beaches, sandy beaches, just the right temperature and the sunshine to tan your skin. Today the famous fashion in US is tan your skin. You look handsome. Humko jarurat nahi, already tanned. Right. They look very good, they feel. And beautiful young women moving around, just right to enjoy. Then Saint Peter took him to heaven. And what was in heaven? Some nice bushes with flowers and some birds chirping. Bill Gates thought, not worth it. Right. Nice beaches, nice women, tanned skin. Said, I want to go to hell. So he went to hell. After a few days, Saint Peter came to see what was his plight. And he asked, how are you, okay? He started screaming. He just blew out at Saint Peter. What did you do? You cheated me. This and that. Right. So what did I do? I didn't cheat you. Said, you opted for hell. Said, where are those beaches? Where are those women? Nothing, only suffering here. Saint Peter replied, that was a screensaver. So if we do not live our life based on God consciousness, then we won't have that fork in hand, we will have hell, right? We will have to go to hell. And therefore, there was a very preeminent biologist whose name was E.O. Wilson. And E.O. Wilson presented a very interesting paper. All of us are so proud to be human beings. This preeminent biologist E.O. Wilson smashed our egos, right? Completely brought us out of our nightmarish, phantasmagorical illusions and showed to us what is the value of our life threadbare, right? E.O. Wilson explained that he said, look, human beings, this particular species which is considered so valuable, what is its actual value? He said, if the planet Earth is washed off of every single human being that lives, which means there is no human being on planet Earth, the planet Earth will be benefited the most. Why? Because planet Earth will be saved of endangered, extinct species. It will be saved of cutting down of rainforests. It will be saved of global warming. It will be saved of extreme degree of pollutions. Do you think the birds are the one who are driving mopeds and cars to create the pollution? Do you think the birds are responsible for global warming? Do you think the leopard is responsible for cutting down of rainforests? E.O. Wilson made us extremely humble by saying that if all human beings on Earth are finished, Earth will be the benefited to the maximum extent. Ecology will be saved, there will be an ecological balance, which means our life is simply polluting and destroying the ecology. And second point, he said, that in this world, every species is codependent on another. Right. Like a bird, insect, right? Bird will eat the insects and so many different things, a chain. The only species that is independent of the chain is human beings, right? And he said, if you take the human being out, the world will function properly. The chain will continue properly, there will be no problem. Right. Which means, we shouldn't think that it is me who is so important to make this world function and run. Our absence from this world will make this world run better. Right. And therefore, E.O. Wilson gave his verdict. He said, from the material point of view, our human life is of no value. Which means there must be some other purpose, some other meaning to our life. Then it can add value to our life, not otherwise. And thus, if we do not live our lives based on spiritual principles, values, ethics and morals, what are we doing? We are adding to the pollution, we are adding to the global warming, and we are simply creating chaos on the planet Earth. Thus, when we understand that there is a life after death, we give a purpose to our life. Right? And what is the purpose to our life? Just like you take a cough syrup, correct? If you take a cough syrup, then cough syrup has a manufacturing date on it. And cough syrup also has an expiry date on it. There are two things about the cough syrup. Number one, use it before it expires. And number two, use it for the purpose it is meant for. इफ यू यूज द कफ सिरप बिफोर द एक्सपायरी डेट, माँ को बोलेंगे माँ माँ तेल बहुत महंगा है, चार बॉटल कफ सिरप लाए, थोड़ा पूरी तल दो इसमें. पॉसिबल? इट मस्ट बी यूज फॉर द पर्पज डेजिग्नेटेड. वॉट इज द पर्पज? गेटिंग रिड ऑफ द कफ. एनी प्रोडक्ट मस्ट बी यूज बिफोर इट एक्सपायरी एंड फॉर इट्स डेजिग्नेटेड पर्पज. सिमिलरली इफ दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म इज लाइक अ प्रोडक्ट, वॉट इज द मैन्युफैक्चरिंग डेट? ऑल ऑफ अस नो एक्सपायरी डेट. नोबडी नोस. नो वंडर पीपल से ही एक्सपायर्ड. एक्सपायरी डेट, राइट? विच मीन्स बिफोर डेथ कम्स अवर वे वी मस्ट यूज दिस प्रोडक्ट. बट फॉर वॉट शुड वी यूज इट? वी शुड यूज इट फॉर इट्स डेजिग्नेटेड पर्पज, जस्ट लाइक वी वुड यूज अ कफ सिरप टू क्योर आर कफ, नॉट टू फ्राई पूरीज और टू ड्राइव अ व्हीकल, राइट? Similarly, we should use the human form of life for its purpose. And what is the purpose? What is the purpose? The purpose is hell. Funny, no? The purpose is hell. Hell is an acronym for, number one, H for happiness. Second is EL. EL for eternal life. And third L is for love. H-E-L-L. H for happiness, EL for eternal life, and L for love. That is the purpose of our life. All of us are wanting happiness. All of us are wanting to live an eternal life. All of us are wanting love. Right. Live a purposeful, meaningful life. Lest, what will we do? We will definitely use the product before it expires. But not for the purpose of achieving real happiness. Not for the purpose of eternal life. Not for real love. Next. Life is a cozy bed of roses. Right. What a wonderful thought, as I said in the beginning. It results in illusory concepts of life. Why? Because we never have seen facts of life threadbare. We see a very beautiful teak wood covered. But after some time when the varnish goes off, you see what the real nature of this wood is. Our lives are so varnished by the modern amenities that we really don't see what the problems of life are. Birth, disease, old age, death. Can't see. Right. Everything is painted reality. Marine drives, queen's necklace. Right. See from the flight, beautiful queen's necklace. Come down and then you will see at Chowpatty what necklace it is. I don't think I should tell. Right. So, we don't see facts threadbare. And therefore we have illusory concepts of life. We have the example of Gautam Buddha. He was raised in his childhood. He never saw what death is. I personally never saw a dead body till I reached my 10th class. Never saw what death was. Right. Never saw a dead body. Never seen facts threadbare. And therefore we have lived in our illusory concepts. And life is a soft bed. You know, cozy bed for us. But just wait till I now read unto you a beautiful poem to smash our dreams, right? And it's definitely a beautiful poem, especially for software professionals. Right. This is the poem which speaks the life of a programmer. Hear carefully. I start my day by sitting on a chair, giving my monitor a hard, cold stare. By evening, I am done with another coding. Oh, this has become a routine so boring. Like all, I entered the field with great hope. Jobs were many and there was plenty of scope. Dreams of joining the like of Gates, Bill Gates, and a chance to make money in the States. Thus, I entered the world of Bytes, B-Y-T-E-S, only to realize that reality bites, B-I-T-E-S. 'Cause a programmer's life isn't all that cozy. The bed of software isn't all that rosy. Seeing the monitor all day and night have taken the power of my eyesight. Late to bed and late to rise has made me wealthy but not healthy and wise. Working holidays, busy weekends, no time for family, no time for friends. My job steals most of the time, helplessly I watch the crime. Just for a few bits of money, I forgo those moments with my honey. When I should be out having fun, I'm telling a comp what should be done. I hate you, but I cannot get away, 'cause I need the money you pay. God, to thee I pray, If there be one, show me the way. Right. So,
Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Nitai Gaur Chandra Sri Gopal Ki.
So in this way, we find that all our dreams and illusions about life are absolutely shattered and broken down. As reality dawns upon one, one becomes extremely disgustful and develops detest for life.
Right.
So when one sees reality, he finds life means full of trouble, full of problem, birth, disease, death, old age. Then he takes to an extreme decision. Sadhu ban jate hain. Previous decision then was extreme. Let me enjoy fully because there is no life after death. And based on this conception of illusion, let me just renounce the world because there is so much problem. The pendulum goes either this extreme or that extreme. But what is the art of living? A balanced life. Not an extreme decision of enjoying life fully, neither an extreme decision of renouncing life based on the reality that life is an illusion. Next. From scriptures, one understands the facts of life and knows how to make the best use of a bad bargain. This body is definitely a bad bargain. So many problems, disease and death. But let me use it in such a way that I can achieve the ultimate success of my life. Next. And thus, skip it. One's life should be based on, this is our formula for art of living, right? Respect. Right. One may ask, how should one's life be based on respect? Respect is an acronym for the following terms: reasoning, education, service, patience, example, consultation, and trust. If we base our life on these following aspects, we will find that we have really learnt the art of living. Next. Firstly, we should base our life on reasoning. What should our reasoning be? We should reason. I am seeing all around me the nature of this world. What is the nature of this world? It is temporary. Everything here comes to an end, including my body. Right? Just like a hungry snake is running after the rat to catch it, similarly, the hungry snake of time is running after each of us who are like rats to devour us. And at any moment, the snake can pounce upon us and finish us. There was once a king, and this king had several prisoners captive. He told all the prisoners, "Today is my birthday. I'll release you if you give me a special gift." What is the special gift? "I have a riddle. Solve it." And what was the riddle of the king? The king put forth a riddle. "You should give me something by which I'll be happy when I'm sad and sad when I'm happy." Big thing to do. All the prisoners decided amongst themselves, and a wise man found out the answer. He came and gifted the king a gold ring and said to the king, "If you see this gold ring, you'll be happy when you are sad and sad when you are happy." The king said, "How?" He said, "Read what is written on the gold ring." The king read, and it was written, "This too shall pass away." So the king realized, this is the answer. When I am happy and when I read that this too shall pass away, I will become sad. And when I am sad and I read this too shall pass away, I will become happy. Everything including happiness and sadness in this world is temporary. Everything will be destroyed by the influence of time. Secondly, this world is filled with misery and suffering only. One time Srila Prabhupada was walking in Mexico and he had one of his disciples with him, Hridayanand Maharaj. And there was a huge can and there was something written in Spanish. So Prabhupada asked Hridayanand Maharaj, "What is written here?" And Hridayanand Maharaj replied, "It is written in Spanish, English translation, 'Throw the garbage in here.'" Srila Prabhupada said, "That means the whole world should be thrown in this garbage can. Because there are only misery and suffering here." And at that time some sound came from within. There was a rat. And a municipality van came. Prabhupada said, all of us in this world are like a rat in the garbage can.
Right.
And the municipality van is like the time coming to take us away. Miserable and temporary. Next. Learn from the examples of people in the past. Arre mere pehle koi bacha nahi. Main kaun bachunga? Will I be an exception to the nature of this world?
No.
Next. Learn from personal experience. One time, one man was taken by the Yamdutas to hell. And the man asked, you didn't give me any notice for death.
Right.
The Yamdutas said, we gave you 3 notices. We turned your hair grey, you dyed it with Godrej hair dye.
Right.
We broke all of your 32 teeth and you put an orthodontist inside. We wrinkled all of your skin and you had a facelift. How can you say we didn't give you notice? We gave you 3 notices to prepare, but you didn't take note. Personal experience that the body is dwindling. Gradually our memory will go down, our bodily beauty will go down, bodily energy will go down. Next. Contemplate on the original. Prabhupada said, if there is a mirage, a Mrigatrishna in the desert, what does it prove? There is real water somewhere. This is illusion. Similarly, if the happiness in this world is illusory, then we should know that there is real happiness, a real eternal world somewhere. So which means first is, use your reasoning to understand the nature of this world. Next. Second is, education. Get yourself educated. Educated in what? Educated in knowledge about matter, spirit and the controller of both. MSc degree prapt karlo. M for matter, S for spirit, C for controller. Want to be MSc? No matter, no spirit and no the controller of both. Therefore it is said that sa vidya tan matir jaya. That is real education which not only teaches you how to deal with matter but teaches you how to deal with spirit, the soul and controller, God. And therefore overcome this world of birth and death and return to the eternal abode of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada was one time writing his books in Vrindavan and one of his friends who was a Vrindavan Vasi came and gave him a pen and the pen was a Parker pen.
Right.
And then he was writing his book with this Parker pen. And Srila Prabhupada said, if one has this education, this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, then what will happen? Parker. Woh is duniya ko par karke Bhagwan ke paas chala jayega. Right. So, the purpose of spiritual education is Parker.
Right.
To cross this ocean of birth and death and reach the eternal abode of the Lord where these problems do not exist. So, knowledge about another realm of existence, the spiritual world which is beyond this material world. Next. Service. So, not only having simply education and knowledge, that education must be practiced by service. It is said the roots of happiness grow deepest in the soil of service.
Right.
Therefore, one must learn to serve God, one must learn to serve saintly persons, and one must learn to serve all living beings within this world. Next. Patience. When you learn to serve God, don't think that results will come overnight. Aaj bharti kal chakravarti. Army mein aisa nahi hota.
Right.
You have to have patience.
Correct.
It is not that overnight things happen. Rome was not built in a day. So when we take to spiritual values, spiritual culture in our life, we have to be patient to see the result, see the transformation in our lives. Next. Go on. Again. We have to learn from examples. A role model is needed to be set as an ideal to excel in any art. If you want to live a balanced life, if you want to learn the art of living, you have to have role models in your life. To learn music, you have role models. People who want to be singers have singers as role models. People who want to be mafia dons have mafia dons as role models. If you want to learn the real art of living based on a balance of spiritual and material life, then we need to have role models. And the scriptures are filled with role models. Do not think that if you take the spiritual life, you have to become a sadhu and shave your head off.
No.
The scriptures are filled with role models, Mahajans. And maximum of the Mahajans are householders, married people, who have their professions, who have their duties. But they have added spirituality to their life and therefore they have learned the art of proper living.
Yes.
Consultation. When you learn the art of living, you may have a role model, but there will be difficulties that will come on your path when you practice. There will be difficult situations in your life, things which you will not understand from the scriptures. Therefore, regular consultation with spiritual guides, with a spiritual master, with a guru is very much essential. Otherwise, this art of living cannot be learnt. Don't think you can buy a book on art of living and live an ideal life. You have to have regular consultation with a spiritual guide. Next. And such a spiritual guide will tell you how to balance material and spiritual life. He will not tell you give up your education. He will not tell you give up your job. He will tell you all these are like zeros. Just add the one, God, to your life. Zeros, you add it all, it's a big zero. But you add one, then on the left, if there is one zero, it becomes 10. Two zeros, 100. Three zeros, 1000. More the zeros, more the value. So don't give up your job. Don't give up anything. Add one, add God, add spirituality, and you will find the transformation. Not only spiritual change, not only happiness, but you will find your concentration improved. A student can study better. A professional can work better. A housewife can take care of the house better. Why? Because his focus, his concentration is improving because of the spiritual element. Next. Trust. And all of these needs faith. All of these needs trust.
Right.
Put your faith. Do not just challenge. Even when you accept things in science, you accept it based on faith. You haven't seen everything. You haven't verified everything. Put your faith in the spiritual principles. Put your faith in the existence of a God. Next. Go on. Conclusion is, art of living is not some breathing exercise. It's not simply making a living, earning some money, but making a life. It means adding spiritual values to one's life for holistic development. Mental, physical, spiritual, intellectual. Right. It's not just spiritual, it will help you develop your material life also. And how does one add the spirituality to life? In this age of Kali, it is so simply possible by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Associating with saintly persons, consulting them, taking guidance. Very simply, just by adding this mantra, just by adding the association of devotees, one can develop in a holistic way. Possible by chanting God's name and service to His beings. So let us summarize in 2 minutes what we discussed today. We firstly discussed how people have different perceptions of life. Secondly, we discussed how life, there are several misconceptions which people carry. First one, identity that I am matter gives rise to impersonalism. Secondly, life ends with death gives rise to hedonism and indifference. Thirdly, life is a cozy bed of roses, gives to an illusory concept of life. But when you read from the scriptures, facts are otherwise. We are not the body, we are the soul. Life does not end with death. There is a life after death, and there is a purpose to life.
Right.
And what is the purpose to life? To be happy, to have eternal life, to gain love.
Correct.
So how do we do that? Remember the word respect. Be reasonable. Use your reasoning power to understand what's going on all around you. Secondly, education. Educate yourself not only with your textbooks in college, but also with spiritual books like the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. Thirdly, serve. Serve God. How do you serve? By chanting His names. Serve His devotees, the saintly persons. Serve all living beings by giving what you have received to them. R-E-S-P. P for patience. Do not think the result will come overnight. Be patient. Be perseverant and the result will come. P-E. E for example. See the scriptures, and there are several role models in the scriptures. How they have lived their life based on God and yet practiced their material life also. Use them as role models. And there are also many contemporary role models today in our society. The next, C. C for consultation. Step by step consultation with a spiritual guide to learn the art of living. And finally, trust. Don't accept simply as a challenged, but put your faith in the existence of God and spirituality. And thus, if you try to follow this formula of respect by regularly chanting God's names in the association of devotees and taking guidance from them, we will learn the art of living. So I thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.